You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Today's a nationwide day of action calling on New Zealanders to combat plastic pollution. The Kiwi Bottle Drive will today hold several events around the country, and we're talking places that people can bring their plastic bottles to and engage and exchange them for 20 cent refunds. And we used to actually have a similar scheme. They're called bottle deposit schemes in New Zealand, but these were abolished in the 80s. Holly Dove from the Kiwi Bottle Drive says bottle drives can provide an incentive to recycle, preventing litter and in turn reducing the amount of plastic in the sea. I spoke to Holly about how bottle drives can change the game when it comes to plastic.
Our National Day of Action is obviously nationwide, and there's going to be different events all around the country. And anyone can get involved from wherever they are, so you don't even need to go and partake in a particular event. It's just about showing support for our campaign to get a cash for trash system for New Zealand, which will mean that we get cleaner oceans, healthy communities. And so we've got little pop-up bottle drive events happening around places like Auckland, Christchurch, Dunedin, and lots of other places. And people are going to be coming along, taking their plastic bottles and getting a refund for them, which is what would happen if we did have a cash for trash system in New Zealand. So we're just kind of demonstrating how it could work and inspiring people to want to make this happen.
If we did get a cash for trash system in New Zealand, what would be the remuneration for, say, like one bottle?
So we're advocating for 10 to 20 cent refunds, and that's because that gets better results. So some countries have 5 cent refunds, but they don't get as good collection rates from that. So I think Germany actually has a 50 cent refund, and they have a 98% recycling rate. So if you want to go pretty extreme, you could do that. I think we're going to sort of settle, be advocating for, 10 to 20 cents.
So have you found it's important to bring a fun element to reducing waste in order to get people engaged?
Yes, definitely. it's really important because I guess waste can be difficult to talk about. It's hard to actually even make it real for people because we're so used to just chucking things in the bin and not thinking about where they end up. So it's actually cool to just actually engage with people. And I guess the whole point of having a cash for trash system is that people realise there's value to their waste. So, yeah, by having this kind of day of action, we're hoping that it can be a really fun way for people to engage with thinking about where their waste is going and being more responsible about where it goes.
So we're not really known for obsessive organisation of our recycling in New Zealand. I know countries like Japan are using multiple bins in their home for sorting everything out. Are bottle deposits a more effective way for Kiwis to learn to sort their waste a little bit more?
I think so. So, yeah, basically every country that has a bottle deposit scheme, and there's lots of countries are starting to get them, lots of countries already have them, they're seeing really amazing results, like really good rates in terms of recycling and in terms of collection, like up to 85%. And yeah, and even more, like in Germany with 98%, who are obviously really good, probably already at recycling. But yeah, the idea is that if people have that value, there's an incentive to take it to a collection point, get that money back, and it sort of teaches us, sort of shifts attitudes towards waste, but at the same time is actually already making a huge impact on meaning that we have way less bottles and cans going into the environment, ending up in oceans and waterways, and we also get to have good recycling rates. So it's like, it has a sort of big impact overnight, but at the same time it's slowly shifting these attitudes with Kiwis to think about what we're actually doing with our waste.
Yeah, well, projections are showing that with current population trends, the annual amount of waste going to landfills in New Zealand will almost double in 10 years, right? How important is it for Kiwis to act now and start reducing plastic waste in New Zealand?
It's extremely important. Yeah, and we've already seen with China refusing to accept a lot of our waste, and that's starting to go to Malaysia now, and what's been happening is that a lot of that doesn't even get recycled. And there's actually a huge human impact of people that are living in those communities in Malaysia that have been, there's been highly toxic, like air pollution from incineration, where they're just burning waste in these kind of illegal pseudo-recycling plants. So, yeah, essentially, waste is a huge issue. And if we want to get serious about it, we need to put really strong sort of regulations in place. And as well as Kiwis getting responsible, it's really, I think, actually more important that corporations get responsible, because they're the ones that are actually producing this waste and producing this plastic. I mean, if they were using recyclable material in their bottles, which most of them don't at all, or they only use tiny amounts, we could actually be recycling all of the plastic we already have. Like, we don't need to make any more plastic. We've got totally enough plastic in the world right now to completely recycle everything, but we're just not doing it because it's easier and cheaper for companies just to keep producing virgin plastic. So, yeah, with a bottle deposit scheme, what that means is that there'd be really high collection rates of this really clean material, which then makes it really viable for recyclers to be able to use. It means we can have onshore recycling plants in New Zealand and also do refills. So that's even more important, would be to do things like refilling bottles so that we don't even have to use the energy to recycle. So yeah, there's heaps of kind of great options and opportunities with the bottle deposit scheme.
So recycling options are shrinking in New Zealand since China's import ban on dirty plastic. Do you think the government needs to work harder to process this stuff within the country? What kind of options could we be looking at there?
Yeah, so there's a few different things. And I think the government is working hard now to try and sort that out. I think we need to stand up more to corporations and have stronger regulations. So like having higher recyclable content in plastic bottles, for instance, would be a really great way to make sure that corporations not only are making recyclable plastic, but they're actually using recycled content in their plastic. Because they're all very happy to say, yeah, we make all of our bottles recyclable, but if they're not actually using recycled content in their bottles, then what's the point, you know? It's not going anywhere. So, yeah, basically, if we had a container deposit scheme, we could actually have really high collection rates of good quality material that isn't contaminated, because, yeah, a lot of recyclable material actually is just contaminated and gets chucked in landfill. So instead we'd be collecting it, which is cool, and that means that there'd be an incentive for recycling operations to work out of New Zealand. And we even already have one, Flight Plastics in Wellington, reckons they can recycle all of New Zealand's PET. So there's, and if they had more funding, which they could get from government subsidies, they could actually, we could actually be recycling onshore in New Zealand really high levels of plastic and even start looking into refillable options as well. So basically it drives there actually being a viable way to recycle here, because we've already got that really good collection system in place.
I was actually in Germany earlier this year. It's interesting that you mentioned Germany, and I noticed people would leave their bottles by public bins for sort of less fortunate people to come through and make a bit of money off them. Do you think bottle drives could encourage a similar sense of camaraderie in New Zealand?
Yeah, that's what we'd really like to see, and that's what used to happen back in the days when we used to have a bottle deposit scheme. It was just the glass, but the one that we're wanting would actually be the plastic, glass, aluminium, all kinds of containers. And yeah, and it's really cool. There's like amazing fundraising opportunities for schools. Yeah, people can pick them up to earn a bit of spare cash if they don't have much of an income. I can definitely, yeah, I think this is mainly one of the reasons I'm so sort of passionate about the scheme, is that it actually has a sort of big wider benefits for the community. It's like saving and protecting our environment by having less litter in our oceans and by increasing our refillable and recycling opportunities. But at the same time, there's actually these really, really cool benefits for like communities to fundraise. One thing that's really cool as well is that different community centres, and we've got tons of these already in place in New Zealand, they could apply to be a deposit place so that people come and deliver their bottles and cans there, and they get a handling fee for that, which means they can actually earn a really good income. So that's for like little recycling centres and environment centres that don't usually have much of a steady income, and this could mean that we'd have green jobs for Kiwis and they'd be able to earn a viable income from running these deposit places. So yeah, there's heaps of cool benefits for communities.
That was Holly Dove from the Kiwi Bottle Drive. Their petition to introduce a bottle deposit scheme has over 11,000 of the 15,000 signatures they're aiming for. You can find out more about it on their website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.